Bureau CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Pentagon releasing video showing the moment a Russian fighter jet sprayed a U.S. surveillance drone with fuel before colliding with it over the Black Sea.
It clearly demonstrates either poor airmanship or reckless behavior, because just from an airman standpoint, why would you hit another aircraft with your aircraft in the sky?
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder. 11 of the biggest banks in the U.S. are offering a combined $30 billion rescue package for First Republic Bank to keep it from becoming the third bank to fail in a week. The White House refuses to confirm reports that the administration is demanding TikTok's Chinese owner sell its stake in the app or risk getting banned.
We're asking Congress to act. We're asking Congress to move forward with this bipartisan legislation, the Restrict Act, as I just mentioned, and we're going to continue to do so.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would only say the administration backs legislation that could result in a TikTok ban. This is ABC News. Thousands of workers in Greece are taking part in a 24-hour strike over rail safety following last month's deadly crash. Virgin Orbit, which provides satellite services, is pausing all operations. It comes amid reports the company is furloughing almost all of its staff as part of a bid to find a funding lifeline. California sees a dramatic dent in its drought.
When water called atmospheric rivers began arriving here, it was said it would take years of wet weather to make up for decades of drought. But new data out from the federal government shows drought has been totally wiped out in much of California. Only 36% of the state remains in drought. Last week, it was 43%. On January 10th, it was 95% in drought, and much of it was extreme drought back then. In Utah, 26% of the state was in extreme drought. Now it's only 1%.
Star Alex Stone in Los Angeles. The Women's World Cup is getting an increase in prize money of more than 300% this year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Janet Protasiewicz says she only plans to be a one-term justice if she's elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Protasiewicz says she'll be 70 years old by the time the next term ends. But she tells the Wisconsin State Journal she's also against term limits. Packers fans waited a long time to find out if Aaron Rodgers would stay in Green Bay. Now he says he plans to play for the New York Jets.
Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words.
Rodgers on the Pat McAfee podcast yesterday. Rodgers won 4 Most Valuable Player awards and a Super Bowl in 18 seasons in Green Bay. Also in sports, the Bucks host Indiana tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Kids, they're just different than...
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Pentagon releasing video showing the moment a Russian fighter jet sprayed a U.S. surveillance drone with fuel before colliding with it over the Black Sea.
It clearly demonstrates either poor airmanship or reckless behavior, because just from an airman standpoint, why would you hit another aircraft with your aircraft in the sky?
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder. 11 of the biggest banks in the U.S. are offering a combined $30 billion rescue package for First Republic Bank to keep it from becoming the third bank to fail in a week. The White House refuses to confirm reports that the administration is demanding TikTok's Chinese owner sell its stake in the app or risk getting banned.
We're asking Congress to act. We're asking Congress to move forward with this bipartisan legislation, the Restrict Act, as I just mentioned, and we're going to continue to do so.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would only say the administration backs legislation that could result in a TikTok ban. This is ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's GOP-led assembly passed a measure this week allowing the discredited practice of conversion therapy, which tries to change a person's sexual orientation, to continue in the state. Instead of putting the measure to a vote over concerns Governor Evers would veto it, the bill was placed in committee. That ensures conversion therapy will stand until the current legislative session ends in 2024. LGBTQ rights activists say conversion therapy can increase the risk of suicide and depression. A Wisconsin prison located in Oregon has opened a $7 million assisted living facility for incarcerated people with advanced medical needs. The unit at the minimum security Oak Hill Correctional Institution opened last month with a 65-bed capacity. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Pentagon releasing video showing the moment a Russian fighter jet sprayed a U.S. surveillance drone with fuel before colliding with it over the Black Sea.
It clearly demonstrates either poor airmanship or reckless behavior, because just from an airman standpoint, why would you hit another aircraft with your aircraft in the sky?
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder. 11 of the biggest banks in the U.S. are offering a combined $30 billion rescue package for First Republic Bank to keep it from becoming the third bank to fail in a week. The White House refuses to confirm reports that the administration is demanding TikTok's Chinese owner sell its stake in the app or risk getting banned.
We're asking Congress to act. We're asking Congress to move forward with this bipartisan legislation, the Restrict Act, as I just mentioned, and we're going to continue to do so.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would only say the administration backs legislation that could result in a TikTok ban. ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Pentagon releasing video showing the moment a Russian fighter jet sprayed a U.S. surveillance drone with fuel before colliding with it over the Black Sea.
It clearly demonstrates either poor airmanship or reckless behavior, because just from an airman standpoint, why would you hit another aircraft with your aircraft in the sky?
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder. 11 of the biggest banks in the U.S. are offering a combined $30 billion rescue package for First Republic Bank to keep it from becoming the third bank to fail in a week. The White House refuses to confirm reports that the administration is demanding TikTok's Chinese owner sell its stake in the app or risk getting banned.
We're asking Congress to act. We're asking Congress to move forward with this bipartisan legislation, the Restrict Act, as I just mentioned, and we're going to continue to do so.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would only say the administration backs legislation that could result in a TikTok ban. This is ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Republicans have a plan to update the state's abortion ban. It would create exceptions for rape and incest. Democrats oppose the bill. They say it doesn't go far enough to restore abortion rights. Even Republicans don't see a future for the bill. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue says it's pointless since Governor Evers would veto it anyway. Aaron Rodgers, sounding like his days as a star quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, are over.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Rodgers on the Pat McAfee podcast yesterday. Rodgers won 4 MVP awards and a Super Bowl in 18 seasons in Green Bay. Also in sports, the Bucks host Indiana tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now,
children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
taxpayers. They didn't say anything about people who live in communities like East Palestine. And the letter was signed on to by a who's who of who's who's of right-wing crazy. Top to bottom. You know, the Job Creators Network of America and the National Taxpayers Union. All of the good right-wing billionaire-funded groups who spew poison all the time. When there's an idea that comes out of one of these groups, working people, it's bad for you. It's bad for us. Now, the one thing that I did agree with that they said, again, there's some things I agree with. One of the things that I think they said that, you know, I don't agree with the first part. Instead of regulation, we should make the communities whole. And I agree with that. We should be making these communities whole. We should be holding these railroads accountable, making every person whole. I'm sure you saw last week that the chief executive, Alan Shaw of Norfolk Southern, told the Senate that they're going to provide $21 million in assistance to East Palestine to help the residents and the affected emergency services. And I'm going, $21 million is nothing to their bottom line, which means they're never going to change. But I gotta think, a drop in the bucket, when you consider all of the people who lost work, you consider all of the property that's been damaged, you consider all of the damage that's been done to the waterways, and again, we don't know what the fallout's going to be. But what I do know is the Republican Party, who was all crazy and, you know, Pete Buttigieg. There was a lot of Buttigieg. They're now, the moneyed Republicans are now circling the wagons. They're now circling the wagons because, that ideological thing that they believed in, that they've trained their base to believe, that they've, you know, because look, I've got conservative friends. You mentioned regulations. They just foam at the mouth like a Pavlovian dog. Regulation, and they just foam. They don't know why. They've been trained well. That's in jeopardy when you look at the fact that East Palestine, that big plume of smoke, you look at the SV Bank, the Silicon Valley Bank, you look at the bank failures, this is deregulation. This is what not having a cop on the beat gets you. This is what having no oversight is getting you. This is what having defunding regulators. And I know, can't jump to conclusions on this. I think it's pretty simple. When you don't have the regulations in place to do the things that you need, guess what happens? Bad things. It's that simple. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@therickSmithshow.com. Got lots to get to today. Also, your thoughts, make sure you email me, rick@therickSmithshow.com. But lots of fun, lots of entertainment Quick break. Right back after this.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, interestingly enough, according to the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., there's going to be another 1,000 people could possibly be arrested and charged with the January 6th insurrection. Potentially another 1,000 people locked up. That should send the crazy folk who watched the video of Tucker Carlson's, you know, that really well-edited video, that should send them into a total tizzy. Because I actually had someone tell me that, you know, the police escorted, you know, the guy with the horns into the chamber. He didn't break in. They escorted him. And I go, you do realize you're watching the end of it? And they were getting them out? And this is the problem with watching clips of things and being shown, you know, bits and pieces without understanding the entire timeline. Because they know that most people are just going to bite. Scary, scary, sad times. Let's quick go to the phones. Got Alice on one. Alice, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
What's on your mind?
So, let's just face it. Anytime the Republican Party or an evangelical comes up with an idea, you can bet that a couple of things are going to happen. One, it's going to take away somebody's protection. And second of all, it's going to cost the taxpayers.
Yep.
And it's going to be a real bad idea.
I don't disagree.
With them, you can just bet on it.
Well, I mean, we've seen the last 40 years in action, and this is learned behavior. Every time we see this movie time and time again, and the question I keep coming back to is, when do we learn?
A lot of us learn, unfortunately, the base is incapable. That's my opinion. They are totally incapable of learning.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it every day, and I just shake my head and go, if it didn't work the first 30 times, why did you think that it was going to work again? And then I always tell them, you know, one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting you're going to get a different result.
And here we are.
But have a good evening, Rick.
Thanks, Alice. Appreciate it. No, I mean, I go back to, when do we learn? Because we've seen this movie time and time again. We regulate something, and then, oh, they spend a lot of money, and they deregulate it, and then something bad happens, we regulate it again. They spend a bunch of money, say, no, we learned this time, we won't do it again. We promise. You know, we learned, and then they do it again. And then we regulate it. It's this you know, kind of pendulum to where you go, at some point, do we not learn? Answer, no. Now, interesting, I got to see some of Mike Pence's speech with the Gridiron Club, which is supposed to be kind of a light thing, but he really went after Donald Trump, which I found interesting, getting a little spine I didn't think he had. But the part that caught my attention that, and I think caught a lot of people's attention, because Trump, you know, loves to, you know, court the evangelicals. He loves to talk about, you know, him being godly, and which is weird. You know, guy who's been married a couple of times, you know, had some, you know, really, I guess I listened to him too many times on Howard Stern to buy any of it. But Pence said that, you know, he said he read some of those classified documents they found at Mar-a-Lago were stuck inside the president's Bible, which proves he had absolutely no idea what they were. And that's, that's kind of a shot. Now, you know, is that enough? Is that enough for the evangelicals to turn their back on Trump? Because I don't know how you look at Trump and go, oh yeah, he's a godly man. And then I started to think about it. Then my mind, of course, because this is what I do, my mind started going into, well, you know, Rick, you're stuck on that hippie liberal Jesus you learned about. You know, the one who talked about feeding the hungry, healing the sick, helping the poor, you know, taking care of the elderly. You know, those things you learned as a young kid that were beat into you, you know, in the Catholic Church, that still cared about peace and social justice. This is the new and improved Jesus. This is the gun-toting, heat-packing Jesus. This is Republican Jesus. And there, I gotta tell you, I think Trump is right on. He is the Republican Jesus incarnate. You remember his healthcare plan? Pay or die. What could be more Republican Jesus than pay or die healthcare? Sorry, you don't have the money? You can't feed our bottom line? Better luck next time. You know, ask those families at the border that they broke up and could never put back together. That, what's more Republican Jesus than that? Enriching the wealthy? See, I remember hippie liberal Jesus talking about, you know, a rich man having a harder time getting into heaven than a camel getting through the eye of a needle. Trump just gave away a whole bunch of money to the very wealthy because they can buy their way into heaven now, evidently. Deregulate everything because, you know, Jesus was about the invisible hand of the market. Never mind the Holy Spirit. We've got the invisible hand of the market. And, you know, my mind goes into school lunch programs. We talked about this yesterday. School lunch programs, you know, they'll just make those kids more dependent. I mean, it's crazy. But there's a whole part of this that's bizarre to me because, look, you know, I want to walk on the same path as some of my religious friends because I believe in some of this stuff. Make sure that you help people. Make sure that the hungry get fed, that the sick get care. Live that golden rule, or at least the silver. But no, it's hooray for me and the heck with everyone else. And I point to this Tennessee representative, Congressman Andy Ugles. Ugles, we've talked about before, has a very creative kind of resume. You may remember he was an economist. He was all kinds of stuff. He's been everything. He's like he's like George Santos, a little bit light, although I think this stunt is going to take him well over because it's now being questioned what he's done with $25,000 that was donated through a GoFundMe account to create what they're calling. And this, I didn't know this stuff happens. But they're a children's burial ground is what he said that he was going to build, you know, complete with, you know, big statues of angels and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And what it is, you know, if you have a child that's stillborn, I know people who have had miscarriages, you know, late, and they will bury the child, the fetus. And you know, there's a place for that. Well, this guy was raking in money to do this, and now we find out, well, there's no burial ground. And he claims that he didn't do it because, you know, onerous regulations. Regulations, again, Beck can't have. Turns out there are no regulations in Tennessee to do this. But again, fall back on that. It's those regulations. So he's not saying where this money went. And I can tell you probably where it went. Went in his pocket. This was a scam. And this is the thing that gets me with some of these these folks who wear their piety on their sleeve. A lot of it's about the con. And look, I know good, decent religious people who would give to help families who are struggling. And to have some scumbag like...
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby's condemning Russia for taking down a U.S. drone in the Black Sea, but he stopped short.
I don't think I would call it an act of war, no. I mean, it was unsafe, it was unprofessional.
Kirby on the takeout with Major Garrett. Following the collapse of two U.S. banks, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists Americans' money is safe.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Britain is banning TikTok from all government devices. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
The UK is now following the White House's lead, banning TikTok on government phones. The Chinese embassy said the decision is based on politics more than facts and that it will ultimately harm the UK's own interest.
The Biden administration did order federal agencies to wipe the app from its devices earlier this month. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Janet Protasiewicz says she only plans to be a one-term justice if she's elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Protasiewicz says she'll be 70 years old by the time the next term ends, but she tells the Wisconsin State Journal she's also against term limits. Packers fans waited a long time to find out if Aaron Rodgers would stay in Green Bay. Now he says he plans to play for the New York Jets.
Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words.
Rodgers on the Pat McAfee podcast yesterday. Rodgers won 4 Most Valuable Player awards in a Super Bowl in 18 seasons in Green Bay. Also in sports, the Bucks host Indiana tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, new Quinnipiac University poll out finds that 2/3 of Americans, including 2 in 5 Republicans, think that Fox News should be held accountable for all of its election lies. That's 40% of Republicans. I got to be honest, I find that to be kind of a high number, considering the go-to channel for all the misinformation. Fox, and now with this Dominion suit, could be trouble. Now, this could go one of two different ways. Those folks could come back to sanity, could come back to reality, could get news from better sources, or where I think things could go, get even worse, and they go to crazier sources, and we're now completely off the deep end. I fear that's where we go. But this is interesting. And here to share some thoughts on this and all the other top stories of the day, our good friend Sarah Burris. She's one of my favorite reporters in the whole wide world. She does her work over at Raw Story, rawstory.com. Sarah, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you. It just made me want to sing, "Won't you take me to crazy town? Won't you take me to crazy town?"
All right, don't quit your day job.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh,
I'll be here all week.
You're here all week. Tip your waiter. What do you make of this? 40% of Republicans saying that Fox needs to be held accountable. I guess I got two questions. First one being, you know, what does accountability look like?
Yeah.
And the other one is will they leave Fox?
So there was another poll that came out that showed looking at existing Fox viewers and their behavior. Fox has lost about 300,000 from its, its daily viewership. And the poll that I was looking at of those Fox viewers show, I think it's something like 13% shifted from believing the big lie to not believing the big lie. And if you're looking at the Fox viewership, what it was at, like, 2.8 or whatever before they took the hit, that's close to 500,000 people. I mean, that's not a small chunk.
Yeah.
And I mean, in many states, that's totally the election, right? We won Georgia by 10,000 plus. We won Arizona by 11,000 plus. So, it shows enough of a change that Republicans should be concerned that they have gone too far. I don't think they care, obviously. There was a poll that came out about the weaponization committee showing that people don't buy it.
Yeah,
nobody buys it.
Nobody buys it. Because they telegraphed it. We're going to get them. We don't care what we get them on, but we're going to get them. We'll find something.
Yeah. And so I think that this is, I don't know if it is enough of a hit for Fox to do other things. And I wonder, if people go full crazy, is it going to be really any different? I mean, is it basically just forcing people to go Q versus, and how far really away is people like, are people like Tucker and Sean Hannity and Ingram, how far are they really that far away from Q, right? Yeah. Like it's not that much.
And that's the frightening part of it. I mean, because my thought is, okay, so they're not going to go to Fox. Where do they go next? Do they go to the more extreme? Do they come back to the middle of the road and go, oh, okay, we got the wrong information? Or do they double down and get even more dug in?
You know, it's interesting. I read a story. I didn't write about it. It was a while ago, about the psychology of people sort of doubling down on their stuff and like refusing to change their opinion about stuff. And it's almost like most people are hardwired not to change their opinion, that they constantly want to double down. So I wonder if then these people are just going to go way far to the right. But I wonder then what is that line? Where does it cross for those people? And I don't honestly know at this point. It seems like any crazy conspiracy they come up with, folks buy into it. Like, do people really think that JFK Jr. is coming back from the dead?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. but here's the fun part of this. I was just looking at a story that said that there's going to be over 1,000 people more from January 6th going to be arrested at some point. I'm going, it's kind of, we're kind of late in this game. But I think, okay, you'll keep go get them.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I mean, especially if those are some high-ranking officials, you know, members of Congress. That'd be nice. I'd be very happy about that.
Because we didn't get anyone.
Darn time.
We didn't get, you know, Boebert for, you know, the texts. We didn't get any of those people who were...
Loudermilk.
And my problem is we still haven't found the money. I still want to know the moneyed people who funded all of this.
Mm-hmm. So some of it we know came from the Publix lady. Yeah. She was the one who basically donated her
$300,000.
Her private plane to fly militia members there. And where are those militia members now?
And why isn't she in between them? You know what I love about this? You know what I love about it? You've got all these people who are in jail where they should be. And all of them are crying about how hard it is in jail and how screwed up our... No, and this is where I agree with them. There's a point where, you know, even crazy people I can find common ground with. Our judicial system is screwed up. Our prison systems are harsh. But you know every one of these people... Years before, we're saying prison's too easy. They get to watch TV and lift weights and three squares in a cot. You know they were on that crowd.
That's my favorite part of this is the hypocrisy. This week there was a court proceeding where they had a Trump appointed justice in Washington D.C. who basically said you've got it easier than everybody else does. Like if anything, you are being given more perks and a better situation than everybody else is in the DC jail. And that's because the DC jail is absolute crap. I mean, it is really, really bad and dangerous and terrible. And it has been forever. The only alternative, though, is to close it down. And, you know, when DC tried to let out, you know, a bunch of nonviolent offenders, Congress said, oh no, you got to put them back in there.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's losing her mind over how our political prisoners and how badly they're being treated. You know, if you let these people out, she'd be losing her mind. Oh, the violent criminals.
Yeah, right? That's the thing, is it's like, oh, they were actually violent.
No, yeah, that guy's serving a lifetime sentence for his third violation of having a big bag of pot. Yeah, that guy's going to cause a lot of trouble.
Right. And if he does, it's going to be very slowly.
I want to get your thoughts on, you're a DC person. I want to get your thoughts on this Trump-backed group, this Conservatives Partnership Institute, Jim DeMint and crowd, Meadows and all of them, you know, buying up property around the Capitol. I thought it was a cesspool. I thought it was a swamp. Why are they buying up all this property?
I know, that was my favorite thing that Senator Ben Cardin told us today was, well, it's nice that they're embracing Washington, D.C. now because they rejected it for so long. And I mean, really, these people are buying up several millions of dollars worth of property.
It's like $41 million of that last I saw.
Yeah. And so just to put that in context, I looked around at a couple of houses that are in that area. I think it was Cornyn said that it was behind the Library of Congress. So I started looking at some of those, and we're talking about 2,000 square foot houses going for $2.5 million, a 300 square foot or a 3,000 square foot townhouse for a little over $2 million. So I mean these are very expensive places. They're not all that big. I mean, obviously my folks live in a 2,500 square foot house that is barely worth $250,000 in the great state of Oklahoma. So, you know, I am aghast at real estate prices in Washington, but I'm
crazy.
Like curious. It makes me, I mean, honestly, I sort of thought about this, like the family, you remember the house on C Street?
Yep.
I mean, that's sort of what it made me wonder about. Like, is that what they're trying to do here? And is this going to be just another Republican version of that? And the other Republican senators we talked to, like Lankford, when we asked Lankford about it, he ran into the Senate. He was like, which CPI? What are you talking about? And then just ran off. The other guys were like, what? What are you talking about? And then we were like, Mark Meadows group. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. They order in food for us. You know, we met up there like, you know, every Monday. It's a nice space.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's all about leveraging their contacts, which is why you got DeMint as the founder of it. You've got all these heavy hitter insiders making sure that they're loyal to their leader.
Yeah. And that's the weird thing is that was the place where you know, after Meadows decided he was going to fight the subpoena from the January 6th committee, that's where Trump sent the money, was to that place that, you know, Meadows decided to go and work to. So I'm curious, you know, was that just directly funneled straight to him, or, you know, was that just a donation to the thing?
It was a donation. I mean,
they wouldn't even tell us if it was a think tank. Like, we're asking, is it a think tank? Like, what is this? And they're like, I don't know. They just buy
institute.
Dinner for us.
It's an
right?
institute.
Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? I don't understand.
It's like all of the other institutes you see, like at George Mason right? University or even at Stanford. I mean, they've propped these things up all around the country for people like Meadows and DeMint to have jobs, making big money, leveraging their contacts. And this is where working people get screwed every single time because they don't have these kind of contacts. This is where the big money gets funneled through to get what they want. This is why we can't get health insurance for people, why we can't get school lunch programs, why we can't get decent wage jobs, because these things exist to stop every bit of sane, rational policy that working people actually want from ever seeing the light of day, let alone becoming law.
And instead of corporate bigwigs, you know, basically paying their people a living wage or offering health insurance or, you know, matching their donation to their 401k or whatever, they're giving million-dollar donations so that Mark Meadows can buy a couple of houses yep. on Capitol Hill.
Patriot Row.
Patriot Row. Patriot oh, Row. Lord.
That's what they're calling it. So my God first, I got to be honest, when I saw this, my first thought was, you know, is this, you know, they're planning the next insurrection because Trump has already called for regime change here in the U.S. And when you use those words, that's generally associated with a violent overthrow by a military of a leader. So he's calling for a regime change here. And you've got Patriot Row there, Command Central. I don't know. I mean, you start putting pieces together. You got to kind of question it.
I know. It makes me wonder, like, how many of these places, these houses that they're buying up, are they going to put, like, a whole bunch of bunk beds in there and let the insurrectionists, like, just spend the night there so they just have to walk over a little ways before they stage their next insurrection?
All I want to know is, are they going to defecate on the walls of Patriot Row and urinate on the desks there?
I'm gonna
or
guess
are they
no.
house-trained?
They're probably house-trained.
There you go. You listen to The Rick Smith Show here with Sarah Burris. Sarah's a reporter over at Raw Story. RawStory.com is where you can find all of her incredible journalism. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, Trump had made that statement that there's a standing order that declassifies everything. Evidently, he waved a wand or something. Yet, again, it's one of these things where no one can find it.
Yeah. It was, I guess it was in Harry Potter, like classificados documentos or something. And, but yeah, so not only can nobody find it, they actually went to court. A group of outlets, of news outlets went to court and were like, hey, we want this order. They asked the director of national intelligence, they asked the FBI, like, everybody, like, what is this order? What is this, like, major thing that was in writing that Trump passed? And they're kind of like, well, you can't really give me any documents on that because we don't know what the hell he's talking about. And it kind of, you know, the lack of information, I think, obviously gives the answer here. And I'm sure that Jack Smith, special counsel, who's researching all of this stuff, is... I'm sure he knows. I'm sure he knows if there was an order, he's got it. If not, you know, good luck pulling that rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask because, you know, we've been hearing this for a very long time. You know, something bad's going to happen to Trump. I know there was a period I had a guest coming on all the time saying, he's going to resign any day now. And I'm going, he's never resigning. The Mueller's going to come and get him. There's all this stuff, all of this. Now he's going to be indicted any day now. It's going to happen. Now they're saying someone said that once the first one comes, then it's going to be the floodgates. What are you hearing?
So I heard the thing about the floodgates. I thought that was interesting because the take on it wasn't so much that, you know, oh, if he does it, then I'm brave enough to do it. It's more like, oh, crap, if they do it, then we've got to, like, deal with our stuff too. We've got to pull the trigger on this. Otherwise it's just going to be a complete, you know, S show.
Yeah.
One of the things that Glenn Kirshner, a former federal prosecutor, said is that it's kind of a scary deal, because every time Trump points his little, you know, classification wand or whatever at, you know, at a foe of his, it directs a huge amount of hate and violence toward that person.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm not sure any of these prosecutors are willing to, you know, speed this thing up. Like, I'm sure, like, you're talking about a huge office full of people who are like, oh, great, you know, my life is about to get very, very difficult.
Yeah, and so, look, most prosecutors don't sign up for that. I mean, they got enough trouble,
right?
Not to have the president, the president going after them. But it's interesting that I didn't know that there was a third phone call in Georgia. Now, this one isn't as big as the one with Raffensperger, but another phone call.
Yeah, and what's interesting is the phone call. I mean, it's kind of the same sort of thing as the other calls. It's just repeating the same kind of stuff. So it's not necessarily an additional charge that would happen here. It's basically a what Kirshner said is that it goes more to intent, that the district attorney will be able to use this as part of a broader look at all of the phone calls he made. Mark Meadows coming down to Fulton County, Lindsey Graham making phone calls, like all of these things. And what we saw this week, too, with the massive expose, the like ridiculously cool story that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did, where it interviewed a bunch of the jurors from the special grand jury, is that they're all saying this is huge, this is massive, you will not believe what is coming. Okay. And these are not people that, you know, this all the time, right? These are normal people who are looking at this going, holy cats, like, it's going down.
Do we get a sense of timing?
Man, oh, for the love of God, it's been too long.
It's going to be after March Madness?
Oh, probably.
Because we can't have it during basketball. During March Madness.
Like, you got to pause. Holy crap. Did you see Arizona went down?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Biden's bracket is just shot to hell. I was like, oh, man, that's what you get as a Jayhawk. That's what you get for not picking Kansas. Just saying.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Good stuff. Sarah, I appreciate the time. As always, fun, entertaining, and informative. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Have an awesome week, everybody.
You as well, our good friend Sarah Burris. Make sure you check out her work over at Raw Story, rawstory.com, the website. Gonna take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. Too long have others spoken for us. Those were the words published on this day in labor history. The year was 1827. This was the message of the co-editors of the Freeman's Journal, the first black newspaper in the United States. Slavery had been outlawed in New York that same year. A group of prominent free African Americans from the Northeast gathered in New York to discuss forming a newspaper. As a result, two young black New Yorkers, John Brown Russwurm and Samuel Cornish, founded the Freeman's Journal. It gave a voice to the 300,000 African Americans living in the North. Black people had been almost entirely left out of the mainstream press or were treated with racism. This new paper focused on black perspectives. It reached 11 states. Its pages covered news and events and took a stand against slavery and lynching. While the paper only lasted a few years, it had done something bigger. It launched the idea of a black press. More black-owned newspapers followed. Before the Civil War, these papers became a leading voice in the call to end the slave labor system. In the early 20th century, black newspapers in northern cities published articles, political cartoons, and advertisements about northern employment opportunities for African Americans living in the Jim Crow South. The black newspaper, the Chicago Defender, was one outlet that led this charge. In 1916, the paper published a political cartoon showing a black man with a broken ankle chain. The word labor was written across his back as he headed toward a train car labeled Northern Industries. It's estimated that 1.5 million African Americans moved north during the Great Migration between 1915 and 1930, transforming the labor force of northern cities.
Listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
So it's interesting to see how the Republican Party is split over what's going on in Ukraine. And you've got some loud voices who are, you know, basically saying, no, you know, allow Putin to take over. And it's just the weirdest kind of scenario, because, you know, again, I think about, you know, the era in which I grew up. You didn't trust the Russians, and, you know, and I'm finding myself agreeing with Nikki Haley that you go, look, if they take Ukraine, if we cede any part of that to them, they're going to continue to go on. So it's in our interest to hope and to help however we can to help the Ukrainians defend themselves. We now find that that Poland is sending air fighters now to help do, for the first time, a NATO country getting involved, because they need air cover. Because I think they know they're next. I mean, this is how this is. And I find it interesting that, again, the Republicans are really split on this issue, because, and I got to tell you, I think this has everything to do with two different things. One, it's knee-jerk reaction to anything they think is going to harm Biden. This is Biden's. It's all Biden's fault. It's on Biden's watch. So if it's Biden and it's going to make Biden look bad, we've got to be against it because it's Biden. There is that thought. And look, there were parts on the left that did the same thing to Trump. You know, no matter what Trump did. And look, I took a ton of guff over the fact that I supported him and for tariffs and doing something on China. And I supported him doing something on what was NAFTA, now the USMCA. Took a lot from the left on that. But it was good. It was helpful. So not everybody is absolutely the Antichrist in every form. But I look at this, and so there's that group. And then there's the other group that's, I think the money. I think it has everything to do with the money, that so much Russian money has filtered into the Republican Party, that so much Russian money has gotten into the NRA and a lot of these right-wing groups, that, you know, because you got to wonder who's buying up Patriot Row. You got to wonder where's this MAGA cult money coming from that's going to spend $41 million to buy some houses around the Capitol. And as we've seen, there's a lot of this stuff that you just go, easy to buy and cheap. This is the part that gets me, so cheap. So could it be interesting as 2024 rolls around to see how Republicans handle this? Because it looks like the party is really split on this issue. And I think the American people, because of this, are starting to have some questions. I'm firmly in the camp of, and understand, I'm an anti-war guy. I don't want to be sending our soldiers into war. But in this instance, the Ukrainians have to defend themselves. Just like you or I would do if someone invaded our country. And yes, I would want someone to help us if we needed it to defend ourselves from someone else. Same thing there. It doesn't get any simpler than that for me. It is that easy. But my problem is you've got these people who are just going to make stuff up. And I look at this Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, she gets so much press because she's the loudest, the most obnoxious, and usually the most wrong. You know, I don't know how the dumbest person and one of the dumbest people in Congress keep getting the most attention. For instance, there was a hearing, and I saw this, the Homeland Security Committee hearing that the House had, where she asked this Chief Ortez about, you know, did you find this explosive device? And you had a couple of Congress people agreeing. You know, there was, improvised explosive devices. They were going to be used to kill, law enforcement. And they really hammered on this. Now, the guy was like, I really vague, wasn't going to go along with them. But she hammered on it. You know, this is why we need to, go get those cartels.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.